Olin Steinhauer writes beautiful, complicated, morally complex novels that have spies in them, but to label them as just spy novels is tricky, because even if you think you don't like spy novels, you'll become engrossed in his books. The first one I'm going to tell you about is the newest, called All the Old Knives. To say it's the story of two old friends who meet one night for dinner is like saying The Great Gatsby is about a guy who throws great parties. They're both true, but the descriptions leave out just a little. In Knives, Celia Harrison and Henry Pelham were CIA colleagues and lovers when they worked in Vienna in 2006. While they were there, a devastating terrorist attack occurred, and Celia decided she wanted a different life. She quit the CIA, moved to California, married, and had children. Henry, meanwhile, has stayed with the agency. But now, 9 years later, he's in California and invites Celia for a dinner to rehash old times. Does he want to rekindle the old romance? Does she miss the excitement of the old life? Is she getting bored with suburban domesticity? As they visit, drink, and eat in the quiet little restaurant, the point of view shifts. We hear about the past, both from Celia and from Henry. Not surprisingly, perhaps, their stories don't always align. The tension contained in that one small space expands to a stunning conclusion. The author, Steinhauer, was already one of my favorites because of a trilogy he's written. It features American spy Milo Weaver, but the novels explore everything from his personal life to moral questions to global travel. Start with the first one, The Tourist, which is CIA speak for an undercover agent with no set location. Interestingly enough, when we meet Milo in the first book, he's retired, or so he thinks. Once you're hooked, and you will be, go on to the second and third books, The Nearest Exit, and An American Spy.